I've just said, I'm currently completing my master's degree in animal science at the University of Sydney. For partial completion of this degree, I'm conducting a research project looking at beef cattle temperament, utilising a number of remote sensing devices, including GNSS tracking technologies. So our research ideas stem from an increasing scientific interest in studies on beef temperament, temperament being related to the animal's behavioural response to humans and human handling. For example, some studies currently are relating beef cattle temperament to productivity. For example, some studies that have measured temperament have related poor temperament with lower weight gain and good temperament with better meat quality. Temperament in cattle can be measured by a number of different yarn tests that aim to assess individual variation in cattle responses to human handling and the yard experience. In the case of beef cattle, they may also display individual behaviours in the absence of humans, which forms the greater part of their lives. So coming from this, it's the aim of this project to assess a possible relationship between yard temperament and beef cattle behaviour in the paddock. So we conducted our study down at Arthur's Leigh Farm, which is the University of Sydney-owned farm, situated approximately 50 kilometres northeast of Goulburn. The temperament of 64 Angus weaner heifers was assessed by means of three common yard tests, the flight time test, the crush test, and the human test. So basically the three scores from each of these tests were consolidated into one temperament score per heifer. These were ranked accordingly. For inclusion in the study population, we selected 12 heifers from each distribution, giving us two treatment groups, good temperament score and poor temperament score. From this, we randomly selected six heifers from each treatment group, three to wear remote sensing devices. We included in our project GNSS tracking collars made by UNE Tracker here in Armidale. And we also fitted ICE tag motion sensors made by ICE Robotics in the UK. So the 24 heifers that were included in the project were then placed into a 40-hectare paddock for a period of 7 weeks with the remote sensing devices on them. And we also conducted direct behaviour observations on these 12 identified cattle, so the six wearing remote sensing devices and six not wearing any. So that's about the stage where this project's up to, as Mark mentioned. Data analysis is going to be coming up in the next few weeks, so just to give you a bit of an idea into what we're hoping to achieve by this project. The GNSS coordinates from the GPS collars will hopefully give us an insight into paddock utilisation, grazing behaviour and social affiliations of each heifer. So that plot up in the top right hand corner there gives us a little sneak peek into the data that we'll be expecting. So it gives us an insight into the paddock utilisation and grazing behaviour to some extent of this one heifer over a period of time. Social affiliations as well, to some extent. The ICE tag motion sensors, the ICE robotic data, should give us an insight into daily time budgets of behaviour of each heifer. They provide us with information such as time spent lying, standing, time in motion, including the number of steps taken by each heifer. And then the behaviour observations will hopefully assess any effects that this technology may have on heifer behaviour by comparing the behaviours offered by those heifers wearing the devices and those heifers wearing no devices, so seeing if there's any differences between those. It will hopefully assess the accuracy of these sensing devices by comparing the data to the actual behaviours observed. So overall, first and foremost, we're hoping to assess whether a relationship does exist between yard temperament and paddock behaviour. this will hopefully aid the industry with the assessment of temperament as a predictor of productivity, such as weight gain and meat quality, and also the concept of including temperament as a selection criteria into beef breeding heifer schemes. We're also hoping to promote further research into beef cattle behaviour in the paddock using such technologies that are coming about.